Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter on a frosty morning in Liverpool. I've got Beth, I've got Mo, I've got Neil. I've just become a grandfather. Announced. It's the transfer of this. It's probably the only transfer announcement there's going to be this January, if we're not lying to ourselves. In fact, I want to talk at this this show about how the wheels of the transfer market have ground to a halt. That we are definitely going to cover that off. We're going to throw in some new and exciting names that Liverpool aren't going to buy, but might do in the future. And the future is, we all have the future, we hope. And this is what we're going to discuss a lot of, not the immediate. But let's start off, gang, by talking about all this FFP PSR shizzle, to be technical about it, that's going down. Beth, did you see the quotes from the Newcastle chairman? I know they're about a week old now. They shock me to my core. Sorry, it's been a long night. It's not as easy as you think becoming a granddad. I thought it was all going to be plain sailing. It wasn't, I can tell you. But that's a story for another gutter. But okay. So let me just try and read them out to those who haven't heard them, and then you can give me your opinion. He's called Darren Eales.
Eales?
Sound very Saudi. How's it to their chief? I thought their
chief executive, not the chairman. The chairman is.
Oh, yeah. I never know the difference.
The chairman's got his own problems, but we won't go into
that. He said, if you have a £50 million player, sorry, I can't do that, you can sell and you bring in another player of the same value. You might say, what's the point in doing that? But under FFP, if you sell a £50 million player and bring in an identical one at a £50 million on the same wages, but amortized over 5 years, the player you're bringing in, that's only £10 million a year. So you are creating £40 million of headroom. That's the reality of the FFP model. Thoughts, Beth?
Yeah, a lot to unpick from that, really, isn't there? It's an interesting one. I mean, obviously, Newcastle have been one of those clubs, haven't they, that have been very much in the headlines in terms of FFP the last few weeks and talk that they might have to sell, you know, one of their players, Guimaraes or Alexander Isak. It's quite interesting to hear, you know, someone that high up in a club speak
That frankly.
Yeah. And obviously, we know there was so much over the summer, wasn't there, about Chelsea with, you know, dishing out 8-year contracts and the whole sort of, you know, amortisation thing is going to be sort of clamped down on a little bit going forward. So it is interesting to hear that that's how clubs are perceiving, you know, ways of sort of staying within FFP that might to fans seem a little bit odd and a little bit like, you know, I think FFP is such a complicated issue, isn't it? And at the minute, especially, you know, with everything that's going on with Everton and Forest, it feels like there's very opposing viewpoints. There's people who think it's totally unfair. And then I think that the more, I guess, sensible viewpoint is that it actually does protect a lot of clubs. And without FFP, clubs would be, you know, on the road to rack and ruin a little bit.